Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate, cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
Hey, Michelle, you know, have you ever seen those Surgeon General warnings, you know,
yes,
on things like cigarettes and whatever? Well, when's the last time you had a chance to actually converse with the Surgeon General?
Wow. This is the first time, and I'm excited.
Oh, yes. My wonderful friend and colleague, Dr. Regina Benjamin, who is the 18th Surgeon General of the United States and Vice Admiral in the U.S. Public Health Service Commissioned Corps, also a MacArthur Fellow recipient. I can't begin to tell you how honored we are, Dr. Benjamin, to have you on Her Radio to talk about something that's very near and dear to your heart, and that's the whole issue of smoking and health and your upcoming tobacco summit. So first, welcome to Her Radio, and let's hear what you have to say about the tobacco summit.
Well, hello, and thank you for having me, and I'm honored to be in the midst of these wonderful and dynamic, energetic women who are promoting health, and thank you both for what you do to get the health messages and public health messages out there. Tobacco is very important to me, and the anti-tobacco movement, particularly smoking, as it is with every Surgeon General. We're celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Surgeon General's first report on tobacco, and that was Dr. Luther Terry back in 1964, when over 50% of men smoked and 30% of women smoked in that time, and they just didn't believe it was anything wrong with it, and he had to convince them. He'd pull people together. You know, we do get so much stuff more when we work together, and he pulled them together and produced this report. Since that time, we've cut the rates of smoking down to 50%. However, it's kind of leveled off, and we're not decreasing the rates anymore. But more importantly, our youth are being targeted and
right,
to make it more sexy and more more attractive. Did you know that every single day in this country, 1,200 people die from cigarette smoke? Each of those deaths is being replaced by two young smokers. We call them replacement smokers. Mm. Each of those, 90% of all smokers start before the age of 18, and 99% start before the age of 26. So if we could just get our next generation not their first cigarette before the age of 26, there's less than 1% chance they'll ever start. So that's why we're focusing on our youth and focusing on making the next generation tobacco-free.
All right. Well, then where do e-cigarettes fit into all of this? I mean,
well,
all
exactly,
of a sudden it's sexy, you know, to have. I saw that the other day. I was driving by the National Institutes of Health, for crying out loud.
They're everywhere. They're all over the place. They have nicotine in them. And nicotine, we know, is addicting. Nicotine is one of the most addicting substances there is. And adolescents' brains are even more susceptible to nicotine. And so e-cigarettes deliver nicotine. They also are very glamorous, so they're beginning to glamorize tobacco again, and that's the biggest fear about the e-cigarette.
Well, I mean, where did they get this whole thing? You know, there was all of this promo about the e-cigarette, about, oh, this is how you're going to be able to wean yourself off the real stuff, a real cigarette. Who cooked that one up?
I don't know, but it's, you know, it's hard to say I'm going to take a heroin addict off the heroin by giving them a little more heroin, or I'm going to give a cocaine addict a little bit of cocaine to get them off. Now, we do have products like the patches, but we can control the amount of nicotine that's in those patches.
Right.
So, you know, we have a lot more research to do around the e-cigarettes.
What about women and smoking? I was looking at those statistics. 50% of men 50 years ago were smoking, 30% of women. I was thinking about that, you know, the cable show, you know, Mad Men, where everyone's smoking, and that's sort of the era, you know, 1950s, you know, and all of that.
In 1959, the number of women who developed lung cancer due to smoking was 2.7. In 2010, it's 25.7.
Oh, my gosh.
We have caught up with men and
men.
Starting
yeah.
to surpass them.
And aren't well, we, isn't that the number two killer of women is lung cancer?
Yes, and the number one cause of preventable death in this country is tobacco.
Right.
Wow. And that is just huge. So women also don't, as it were, don't do, you know, smoking physiologically the way men do. This is why women are more likely to pick up chronic obstructive pulmonary disease than men are. They have much more fragile lungs is sort of the simple way to put it. And they also, correct me if I'm wrong, but they die earlier with more aggressive lung cancer than men do.
Once they get the cancer, that's true, but they tend to live longer with the emphysema and the chronic obstructive lung disease.
Right.
But, you know,
right.
there was a whole market at one point trying to increase women. You know,
women,
you come a long
right.
way, baby. This is our generation.
Virginia Slims.
That was Virginia Slims. I remember
that's
that.
That's right.
And, yep, that was the...
But tobacco and smoke, cigarette smoke, affects all kinds of organs in the body. It affects the DNA. It affects the blood vessels. Babies die from SIDS or has been linked to tobacco smoke and cigarette smoke as well. And it's not low birth babies. Low birth weight, of course, is has certainly been linked to smoking.
Well, as you're putting all of this together, could you tell us all about this historic tobacco summit that's going to be taking place that you have organized?
Yeah, and next week. On February 11th, we're having a tobacco summit in honor of the 50th anniversary of the Surgeon General's report. And all the former, well, the former Surgeons General, I hope all of them, but most of them will be there. And we're going to kind of raise awareness about smoking and where it is today and why we still need to close that loop. We need to make our next generation tobacco-free. And we're focusing on the youth. And so this summit will really be about them. They're on the panels, they're throughout the conference. Most of it is about them. It's going to be live streamed on the web, where, you know, the social media, where young people are, and they are our target because they're the ones who are going to really make a difference. In a few weeks, they will have something called Kick Butts Day, B-U-T-S.
Yeah. I love it. I
it's
love
run
it.
Run by
oh
junior
God.
High kids around the country, and
it's
I hope
great
people
kick
will.
Butt.
You know, I hope people will help encourage the kids who are having their programs around Kick Butts Day. They're the ones who are telling their friends that they don't want to be manipulated. You know, marketing to kids is illegal. However, marketing to 18 to 26-year-olds is not. And $27 million a day is being spent on marketing tobacco products.
Wow.
That's over $1 million an hour.
My God.
And these kids don't have a chance if they, you know... They see it every day. They see it every place.
So, Dr. Benjamin, what can a parent tell a child? I mean, how can we help, you know, get our kids not to do this?
Well, the first thing we can do is lead by example and
right.
don't smoke. And so if you smoke, try to quit. There's the 1-800-QUIT-NOW line to help. And as I said, it's cigarette smoking and nicotine is very addictive. So you may have to try several times. And your doctors are there, your nurses and folks are there to help you try to quit. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that we can support tobacco-free policies in the community. So trying to keep our kids away from it. Those are the things we can do. We can also.
I love it. Well, you know, I want everyone out there to follow Dr. Regina Benjamin at her Twitter, @RegenaBenjamin. And the Tobacco Summit's coming up. Watch for it in the news. Thank you so much, Dr.
Thank
Regina
you.
Benjamin.
You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. This is Michelle King-Robson with Dr. Pam Peek. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD. Stay well.